This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The rapidly approaching end of the year means holidays, holiday vacations, and calculations of how much use it or lose it time workers have on the books, because we are all collectively really bad at taking all the time off that we are due. Nova Sappho explains why that is.
When the tech company HubSpot grew to 200 employees about 4 years ago, founder Dharma Shah looked at how to implement a vacation policy.
The concept of this 9-to-5 job where you're working Monday through Friday and you take 4 weeks or 6 weeks of vacation doesn't really kind of fit with the way kind of modern people work and live anymore.
So HubSpot decided to try a new type of vacation policy, an unlimited one. So did workers take a month off?
There's a tendency, I think, for people not to take as much as they should have.
Even with the unlimited vacation days, employees were not taking at least 2 weeks off. In fact, American workers left some $52 billion of vacation time unused last year.
The full week vacation has been on a consistent decline really since the late 70s.
Adam Sachs is with the research firm Oxford Economics. He says not only are we not taking all our vacation time, we're also far less likely to take a long vacation. One big reason for that, he says, is employee perception.
That taking all of their time off was, at best, not encouraged by their superiors. That it would not go well for them in terms of their career track.
But HR professionals want workers to take their vacation time. That's according to Evren Essen. She directs survey programs for the Society for Human Resource Management.
They tend to see higher levels of satisfaction and be more productive on the job and perform better.
Essen says it comes down to company culture. If workers see their bosses taking time off, they're more likely to do so themselves. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.